Welcome to Joseph Mercado's Keyword Video. Today is Friday, March 17th, 2017, at approximately 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. So today's keyword, quote, is this. Addiction. The best addiction you can have in life is not the negatives you are tempted with. Instead, they are the positives in which you have access to every day. Such positives include people, books, programs, audios, videos, and the activities you swarm your mind with. Be addicted to positivity the way you were once addicted to negativity. Those days are now over. New times create new change and new results. So how many of us know that we can have an addicted personality to certain things that perk our interest or that we find to be of value in our life? Some things fill a void, we use things as a crutch. When we have those moments where we felt stuck, we would lean on certain things to gain that comfort. And sometimes situations will feel like it's forcing us into addictions that reflect negatives. Those addictions could be drinking alcohol, it could be smoking cigarettes, it could be gambling, it could be sexual proclivities, it could be just watching certain things on TV. You know, we have all these addictions. It could be food. It's gossiping. Whatever it is that sucks you into a black hole of negatives, that can actually be a negative addiction. And you want to take those addictions and you want to turn those negative addictions into positives. So how do you formulate positive addictions? You got to start drawing yourself and surrounding yourself and conditioning your mind to think a certain way in a positive pattern. And that's what's going to allow you to redirect that energy wave from those negatives to become more positive in your life. You want to hang around with more people. You want to read good positive books. You want to listen to good positive programs and audios, videos, video tutorials, what's on YouTube or Vimeo. You know, check things out online. Type in certain keywords, personal development or mindset or how to be more confident or, you know, or low self-esteem. You know, what can I do, like techniques or tips? There's so many different things that you can do. You can involve yourself with activities, whether it's family, friends, your children, or volunteering for certain things in the community. You want to swarm your internal well-being with as much positive energy as possible. And they're going to come points where you'll be challenged and you'll be tested with certain negatives that once, you know, look to captivate your attention and derail your focus from what your purpose to be in life. So you want to be able to say to yourself that those old patterns and old ways, those days are over. They don't exist anymore. You got to keep telling yourself that. You know, those addictions that are keeping you sucked in and thinking that you're escaping life, but then once you sober up again, you're back to reality. So you want to be able to defeat that by getting addicted to the positives and putting your focus and attention. Let that become the new thing that you can't live or do without as far as, again, spending time doing things in a positive respect. That's what's going to allow you to shift, have that paradigm shift of a mindset where the energy is angled to a more positive purpose. So you just want to influence yourself with things that are going to create you to be an addict towards the positivity that you become receptive to. And your own personal experience is going to allow you to do so. So just be careful and selective of what you choose to be a part of your life. Temptations will look to creep up on you at certain times of the day and evening that you just don't realize, and you start thinking these negative thoughts. You're like, where is this coming from? And sometimes it's just an undealt with emotion or an internal demon that we're battling. And we just got to come to terms with that's what it is, and we got to deal with it at that moment. Don't ignore it. Don't push it to the side. Don't sweep it under the rug. Just deal with it accordingly when it arrives so it doesn't continue confronting you again. Learn how to speak to certain things, whether it's out loud or to yourself. You know, obviously out loud, you know, you do it in your own time or however you choose. But whatever it is that you feel that works best for you. So take some more time to get self-educated on, you know, some positive information, positive books, programs, audios, videos. Check them out at Mastermind University, where you can go to mastermindunivers.net, which will take you to the university, and you can see all the content and information that's been posted for you. So continue feeding your mind with good quality content, and it'll show in both your efforts and your results. So thank you so much for taking the time and listening in on another keyword video. Again, the keyword today is addiction, and knowing how to deal with your addictions and any addictions that you have that are negative, swivel them into a positive and make that your primary focus and hone in on the thought of what the end result's going to look like when you get there. So if you see the negative beforehand and then you make a positive about it, then what you can do is you can do a comparative analysis and put them side by side and say, hey, I'm going to go with the wiser choice and choose the positive addictions in my life. And that's what you got to say to yourself. And just make it a continuous path of good choosing, and you know, you'll create your own way, and you'll make it, because you're going to make it happen. So keep the focus, and make it a great, awesome day. Thank you.